You're listening to SBS News.
It was horrible because we were kept for 3 hours without anything.
Some passengers informed about German Shepherd dogs that were used on the
German Labradors, many dogs, yes, on everything.
These are masked passengers from a Ryanair flight, which was diverted to the capital of Belarus on the way from Greece to Lithuania. Lithuania's chief advisor to the president, Asta Skaisgirtė, says Belarusian security forces are behind the incident, as it was a KGB military fighter jet and helicopter that forced the plane to land. 117 passengers were on board, and among them was Belarusian activist and blogger, Roman Protasevich.
He was detained. We don't know his destiny so far. President of Lithuania demands that the Belarusian regime immediately release all the passengers, including Roman Protasevich, and allow them to travel to Vilnius.
Belarusian authorities say the flight was diverted due to a possible bomb threat. But critics of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, like the opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, aren't convinced.
The regime involved intelligence agencies, raised fighter jets, and hijacked a whole civilian plane just to take Roman hostage. Roman is a well-known Belarusian activist, blogger, and a holder of the fellowship of the Vaclav Havel Journalism Program. In 2019, he left Belarus because of a threat to his freedom for collaboration with the independent Telegram channel Nexta.
The Poland-based news service broadcast footage of mass protests against Mr. Lukashenko last year. Since then, the 26-year-old has been wanted in Belarus on extremism charges for organizing riots and inciting hatred, allegations he denies. Now Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda is calling for sanctions against the country if they refuse to release Mr. Protasevich.
It should be noted that such attacks on the opposition have become systematic and appear to be part of the unified composite plan. It should be noted, for example, the closure of the opposition's online portal Tutbuy, the search at Belsat, and the current event show that this is a chain of decisions, a chain of actions aimed at intimidating the Belarusian opposition and civil society, seeking positive outcomes for the regime.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says those responsible for the Ryanair hijacking must be sanctioned. EU leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss what action to take on Monday. From her office in Lithuania, Ms. Tsikhanouskaya is also calling for action.
His life is in danger now. We have already contacted Officer of Ryanair and the International Civil Aviation Organization, demanding to launch an investigation of the incident and take measures up to the suspension of Belarus's membership in the International Civil Aviation Organization.
Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis is also urging international intervention.
I believe that Belarusian airspace is completely unsafe for any commercial flight. And it should be deemed this not only by EU but by international community. Because now this instrument could be used for any plane crossing Belarusian airspace.
US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has since responded, calling the incident a shocking act. He is joining those calling for an investigation and demanding Mr. Protasevich's immediate release. Now, President Joe Biden's administration and NATO are coordinating responses to the sentiment. Human rights groups say around 35,000 people have been detained in Belarus since August, and dozens have received jail terms. Nadine Silva, SBS News.